And now, your letters. We got lots of mail about Debbie Elliott's interview with brother and sister Marines Christopher and Bethany Wade a couple of weeks ago. Debbie asked them what motivated them to sign up in wartime. Stuart Clipper of Minneapolis wrote of the Wade siblings, "I by no means would want to take either of them to task for making the decisions they've made, but something finally did get to me. The brother professed a devout religious faith and thus felt assured about what would transpire were he to be killed in action. Well, if he does go into combat, he will be fighting young men who will likely be equally zealous about their religious beliefs." But Manaho Pono of Honolulu, Hawaii, had a different reaction. She wrote to Debbie Elliott, "You should thank God daily for the mostly conservative young men and women who volunteered to stand between us and our enemies, for they are the main thing keeping our rights, including yours as a journalist, safe from those who want to proselytize us." 2 weeks ago, when the Baltimore Ravens faced the Indianapolis Colts in a playoff game, Debbie interviewed filmmaker Barry Levinson. Levinson expressed his nostalgia for the Baltimore Colts of his youth. Listener Joseph Parsons of Iowa City wrote, "Missing from Barry Levinson's recounting was any mention of the manner in which the Ravens came to Baltimore. In 1996, my beloved Cleveland Browns were snatched from the city where they'd played by their owner, Art Modell, whose name is uttered with a snarl by Clevelanders to this day." If you'd like to comment on our coverage, go to our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us and select Weekend All Things Considered. Please tell us where you live, how to pronounce your name.